Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. This is my radio program, Mud Sweat Midnight. I am your host, Mud Sasquatch. Thank you so much for joining me this evening on what is, in fact, the final episode of Mud Sweat Midnight. And I want to thank those of you who have been along for the whole ride and for just part of it. I'm very thankful for your support. Now, I'll tell you, most of you will know this already. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be back next week with a different show. The only material difference is that I will be on an hour and a half earlier. It's going to be Fridays at 10:30 p.m. But see, it couldn't be Mud Sweat Midnight anymore because it's not at midnight. And that whole Mud Sweat Midnight inspiration was just kind of a thing that happened while we were talking about the show in that pizza parlor not too far from my apartment on campus near that very large university in the Midwest, of which I was once so fond. And we sat over pizza, it was Chief Iggy and myself, and then Four Hawks, I believe that was his call sign. And we don't see much of Ben anymore, and that's a shame. But I think it's emblematic of change, of the things that have changed over the four-year period that I've been doing the show, 200-odd shows. I really can't tell you the total number of shows because I would have to go by, I didn't keep track. It's something like 200 because you figure 52 weeks in a year. That would figure out to 208. And I know there have been some shows that I've missed. So probably something like 200 shows. Started off with a definite focus on the 12 steps. I thought that's what the show was going to be about. But I found very quickly that I did a lot of 12-step stuff during the rest of my life, and I found the 12-step approach or talking about the 12 steps in my radio show was actually kind of dull for me. I wanted to talk about other things. And it became a matter of following the path of a healer of society. That's one of the many classifications of healer offered by the Nemenha Native American Church. And it's a group that it's not so much involved in the herbs and the spices. It's more about talking, more about communicating. And about the hope and belief that someone within the sound of your voice is going to hear what you're saying, and it will touch them in some way. It'll be something that they need to hear. And what is required for that is that the shaman's intentions in speaking are aligned with the intentions of spirit. Now, as I've done this show in the past, have my intentions always been aligned with those of spirit? Not always. We're always learning, and none of us is perfect, certainly not me. And there have been times I have misspoken. There have been times I have said things I probably should not have said. I can only recall one time that I apologized because I said something that was just 100% out of line. I said it about my soon-to-be ex-son-in-law, and I won't get into all the details of that, but I called him a name that was not appropriate. I'm not someone who just apologizes very quickly and sort of cops out. But after a lot of thought during the week between that show and the next show, so that was, there were any number of appropriately nasty names I might have called him, and I think been totally within my rights. But this particular thing I said, not fabulous. So I did apologize for that, only because. Not because I said something nasty, but because I said something that was both nasty and not appropriate. So that one time, I will cop to that. Other times, maybe I've said things that people didn't appreciate, but when I look back on it, I don't know that I can claim I was in alignment with spirit at each of those times, but I can claim that my speech was sincere and not meant to reduce any other person. It's meant to communicate what was in my soul, in my heart, not to tear down anyone else. And you know, I've been in spaces before when I've been trying to tear down other people, and that was a time when I had to admit that's what was behind what I said, and move on. But on balance, I feel very proud of this body of work I have put together, such as it is, and I hope that people out there have gotten something from it. Now, this leads us into the next topic, which is the new show that starts next week. It can't be Mud Toe at midnight because Mud Toe is not at midnight anymore. It's not going to be Mud Toe at 10:30. I'll just tell you now. What the hell? Because you need to know, right? You're going to have to Google the show next week. The inspiration comes from Brother David Ducrose, and you're going to want to support him in his efforts. You can go to Amazon and Google his name, David Rutland, and you will find the 30 or 40 books that he has written. You can purchase one of them to thank him for his work here on withinsightsradio.com. He's the co-host of the flagship Monday evening show, and lots of interesting and inspirational things to say. And a couple of years ago, he bestowed a nickname on me. And if I'm remembering correctly, it happened at the first Day of 1,000 Drummers, but I could be, I sometimes fail to notice things right away. So he may have said it before then, but the first time I can remember it was at the Day of 1,000 Drummers. And he referred to me as the Uncommon Shaman. And that really made an impact on me. It really does encapsulate what it is I'm trying to do, because I consider myself to be a sort of an uncommon, perhaps odd individual. And doing kind of a riff on the namaste idea, the odd in me honors the odd in you. Because normal is kind of boring. You're just kind of in there with everybody else. I have this image of you know, normal versus odd as a river. And normal is out there in the middle where everything's kind of smooth and moving in a very sort of a slow and predictable way. And odd is at the shoreline where you're running over rocks. And there's tree limbs and there's animal shit and there's all kinds of stuff to impede your way. And as water running at the edge of the river, you got a tougher time. But boy, it sure is more interesting. So honoring the odd and the uncommon is something what I was going to say was fighting the common. I don't know that I'm actually fighting it. I'm trying to point out the basic hypocrisy and uselessness of the normal. I guess I wouldn't say useless. Norms have their place. A normative language standard, so we can, when we write, we can understand what each of us is saying. Not a standard that has to be here to 100%. That's your I want to say, I don't want to say grammar Nazi because I don't like that term, but that's the idea I'm trying to get across. That one becomes obsessed with code and forgets what's behind it is what's important. So that's where norm is has its place, but otherwise normative and normal and all those norm things exist mainly to keep people in line so that a few people at the top of the chain can have things easier. So to disrupt the normal, our job is not to fight the normal, maybe, but to disrupt the normal, to make the normal a bit uncomfortable, make the normal think about things just a little bit. And then I don't want to conflate the normal with those who actively use systems. The normal people who live under the system and don't think there's anything wrong with it. You go sort of beyond the normal to what I call the zealot class, people who actively use normalcy to affect or affect, would it be affect or effect? Probably effect. To affect the behavior of others to their own benefit. Now, that's not the same as a true believer. A true believer is a zealot, but a zealot is not necessarily a true believer. What was the name of the guy, the televangelist who lost his TV show because he was caught chasing a naked hooker around his car? I can see his name. And the famous thing when he went on his TV show to confess, he said, "I have sinned against you." That guy, I can't think of his name. Anyway, he is also a zealot but not a true believer because I don't think he believes a word that he says. He's using that to make himself, using the belief of others to make himself more powerful. But you know, all zealots, all people who use that code to make people knuckle under. It's the tool that's used to make the elite, and to keep the elite elite. So then going the other side, you get the normal and the odd. And then you have, you kind of separate from all of that, are the antisocial, the people who, as the Joker said, or the Joker didn't say it, somebody said it about the Joker. Michael Caine, as Alfred said it about the Joker, some men just want to see the world burn. Okay, now that's not the same as odd, although zealots and maybe a little bit normal also would, you know, like to think that antisocial is odd and odd is antisocial always. It is not. There are very few people who, you know, driven with certain peculiar drives, do things that hurt everyone. That's not odd. Odd is, you know, a little bit off the regular path. That's all. So let's celebrate the odd. So here's how the new title breaks down. Okay. We've got the Uncommon Shaman with Mudtoe Sasquatch. So we'll search by my name. The Uncommon Shaman with Mudtoe Sasquatch, colon, because Star Trek isn't using colons anymore, so I can use one of theirs. Celebrating the odd. So that's the long title. That's the formal title. The Uncommon Shaman with Mudtoe Sasquatch, celebrating the odd. And that becomes the new, it sort of underlines that newer focus of the show, which started off as the 12 steps, and then I got bored with that. And it just got to be me talking about me a lot. So less me, then that's going to take some work, but less me and more celebration of the odd is what you're going to hear. And it's starting Friday next. And there's no more confusion over whether the show is on Friday or Saturday. It's always going to be Friday, Eastern to Friday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. And by God, we'll be celebrating the odd until the cows come home. And I will get to bed at a decent hour because we're starting at 10:30 now and not at midnight. So anyway, let me check. The reason you did not hear the dulcet tones of Chief Iggy at the beginning of the show is that I have not been able to get onto the internet. Now, I do not have a stable source of internet here at my home. I use the internet, I steal the internet from a restaurant across the street, which means that it's not stable. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And right now it's not. Without that, I can't play the little sound bite Whitney, which is a shame because I always liked that introduction, and it was very good of him to do that for me. Now, I'm just never going to be. Well, maybe when I come back next week, I'll have a better internet connection. I can play it for old time's sake. It'll be our heritage introduction. I have to come up with a new introduction. I don't have to. I don't need an introduction. It just kind of makes the show a little bit more slick, I think, a little bit more of a almost a professional production. But, you know, we don't have it, and we're just going to have to go on. I'm trying to find. I don't multitask very well. That's something that will not change with the new show. I just don't. What are we doing? No, that's not it. No, that's not it. Okay. All right, that'll do. I was distracted by something going because I was playing something on my video on my computer while I was waiting for it to go on the air, and then it changed to something else, which distracted me. I won't tell you what it was because I got into a discussion last week that I definitely should not have gotten into. It's not that. I wasn't watching that. Okay, no, I'm not going to. Okay, I'm watching it. It's a music video. Okay. And I was watching a different music video, and then a little bit racier one came on while I was talking to you there. And I was trying to minimize that. And while I tried to minimize that, something got in the way. Windows 10, I have just not gotten used to yet. But anyway, what was I talking about? I think I'd like come to the end of one thought and was trying to transition into something else. And then that's what it was. Okay, now I know. Now I remember. I was trying to get back on, see if I could get on the internet so I could play that Iggy introduction for you. And that never happened. But while I am here, let me try this. It's not nearly as intuitive, Windows 10, I'm used to. Okay, here's some information for you. WithInsightsRadio.com is your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Why is this so much lighter than it was before? We cover a wide variety of topics surrounding metaphysics, natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, talk radio, and much more. WithInsightsRadio.com is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. And we've got, you want to listen to Iggy and David, and I think Adriana is still on that show on Mondays, either 6 or 7, depending on whether it's soccer season or not. Lunchtime Wisdom, I think, is also still going on Tuesdays at noon. And you can hit up, I know Mark the Rabbit Hole has moved to Thursday evenings. I'm not exactly sure what time. And I'm going to be, so I'm going to make sure that he changes this, because he's still got until midnight, Fridays at 12. Of course it is, until next week. And I need to get him a blog, too. Although there is one, there is a new one that he hasn't used in the Insights blog yet. It's been on my blog. And that's where he's been getting the text for my stuff, but you want to look at that withinsightsradio.com and all the materials they have, which now includes a blog, which is supposed to be of all the different radio personalities. Iggy has been out of town again this past week. He's been traveling quite a bit to visit his daughter who lives out of town. He was helping them move this week. I think they are back in town, and at the end of the month coming, I need to get in touch with him and see if he needs some text from me for the blog, or whether he wants to use the piece that I put in my own blog a couple of weeks ago, which was, I don't think I'm going to say it was a romantic piece, but it's something I experienced in my youth as a young Lothario. Saw an ad, I placed an ad and got some responses to it in personals. And one person who responded was a very young widow who owned a funeral parlor. And so I didn't answer the ad, but I allowed my mind to sort of fill in those blanks. You know, how did that chain of events? What circumstances created that result? And that became my blog So I think that might be. It depends. I don't know exactly. I mean, it's a. I don't know if it's a spiritual blog. It's a blog for a spiritual website. That's from what's been, from what I've seen in it from other people, it's not 100% our modality. And even if it were, my modality is supposed to be the written and spoken word. And the word that you're writing with intentions aligned with spirit and so forth, this is a story that might mean something to somebody. And it could be argued that the blog, the With Insights blog, I don't know about mine, but the With Insights blog can potentially reach many more people than this radio show can. So perhaps writing about the same kinds of things that I would talk about on the radio show is a good way to go. I'll talk to Chief Biggie about it. Really don't know. So what else? What else is good? What else is sort of final? What suggests finality? Oh, I got a job. Did I tell you that? Don't think I have. I was hired by an outfit that manages residential health care, people who need health care in their homes, don't want to go live in a nursing home or a hospital for the rest of their life. They can stay at home and have the health care there that they need. I did something similar a couple of years ago where I was actually working in the home, but in this I'm more of an office guy. I get to manage the account, you know, who's paying for what and what's the program and what is the client supposed to get and is the client getting what they're supposed to get and all that stuff. So I'm excited. I feel it's going to test me. It's going to make me, it's going to utilize my capabilities better than some of the other things I've done more recently, and it's going to give me a steady income, which is very important. And that brings me to why I said that was a finality, because in a few months, actually about 6 months, I will have to give up these spacious digs that the city of the, well, my city, this is the city of Columbus, I might as well, there's no need to be cagey about it. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. But the city of Columbus has provided for me during my poorness, my poor attitude. Yeah, I can't, I mean, if I have a job, I can't live here anymore. So it becomes, gets a real apartment and start paying real bills again. How do I tolerate that? How do I re-enter that? Because in all honesty, I have not worked a 40-hour-a-week job since 2006. It's been 10 years since I have worked a 40-hour-a-week job. Starting in 2006, I enrolled at university to finish my master's degree, and then I went on into a PhD program. So I was going to school half-time and working half-time. They gave me a job and a stipend. So I was certainly busy 40 hours a week, more than 40 hours a week between school and work. But I wasn't working 40 hours a week. It's not the same as having that kind of job and that kind of responsibility. And then once my PhD grant went away, that's been 3.5 years ago, it's basically been day work, except when I was grading those tests. I graded the standardized tests, but that was usually more closer to 30 hours a week, but it could be 40 hours a week depending on how busy we were and how close we were to deadlines. But that was, you know, seasonal. Few weeks and then we were done. And I remember thinking, gosh, how did I do this? And a lot of it was, I think, that we were sitting and staring at that computer screen all the time. And there wasn't a lot of variety to it. You just look at the response and score it, look at the response and score it. There certainly, I don't know if there was even, I was going to say that there certainly was a sense of, you know, responsibility and purpose, but I don't know if I can say that. I'm not a big believer in standardized tests. I think it was more like, well, somebody's got to do it. I think I visited one of my old professors, and she said the same thing. When I told her what I was doing, she said, well, somebody's got to do it. So I guess, you know, 10 years it's been since I've had to clock in 8 hours. And this is going to have some on-call hours, so it won't be, I don't know exactly how it's going to work. You know, presumably, you know, if I could come in like on some weekend hours, there would be some weekdays that I wouldn't work. And that gives me some hope that I can continue this standardized patient thing that I've been doing, because I do like that a lot. I wish I could make my living at it, and there's just not enough hours to do it. I don't feel great about walking away from it, although my boss there gave me a very nice recommendation for this job. I thank her for that. It would certainly be nice if there was the opportunity to come back and do that every once in a while. And get a little more sugar, too, a little more money. Helps out just a little bit. But I certainly should have enough to keep me in a sort of at least lower middle class lifestyle. Take the pressure off, which should allow me some freedom to do things you think, why? How did I not have the freedom to explore my spirituality while I wasn't working? That's a good question. There's surviving is a lot of pressure, even if you're not doing anything for a lot of the time. It's a lot of worry, and what's going to happen here, and what's going to happen there, and when does this fall into place? And it can be very paralyzing. What's the right? I mean, the wrong choice can really set you back. When you're working a regular job, I'm sure there are some jobs that have that kind of pressure, but I don't think this is going to be one of them. Now, I could be wrong about that. I'll find out more of that, you know, in the coming weeks and months. And I am, as I said, I am a bit nervous about taking that on after not having done it for so long. But I think the result is going to be a good one. I think that there's going to be some freedom and some easing of anxiety. It's going to make it easier for me to pursue some spiritual endeavors. I'd like to get to know Nemenha a little better. Our chiefs that be, our powers that be, have been preparing more and more educational materials for those of us out here in the wilds to learn more about Nemenha, and I haven't really spent a whole lot of time with it. I think I ought to if I'm going to be invoking Nemenha on this show. I want to know more about it. There's that book. That book is still sitting out there, and I think about it, and it's all in my head all the time. All those stories, they're ready. They just need to be put on the paper or the computer or wherever they're going to go. So I think there's going to be this sort of interim period while I'm working, but I'm still living in this government-provided place. And then when that's over, I think it'll finally seem real. It doesn't seem real to me right now. It's kind of in the way that the end of Mud Toe at Midnight doesn't seem real. But guess what? It's here. We're at the end of the show. The last few seconds of Mud Toe at Midnight. Again, thanks for listening. Please do come back next week to listen to the new show. Again, it is The Uncommon Shaman with Mud Toe Sasquatch, a celebration, or I think it was celebrating the odd. It's either celebrating the odd or a celebration of the odd. I haven't decided yet. Okay, it's time for me to go. Thanks once again, and come back next week.